Okay, welcome back. So we spoke last time about the ability to realize that you're not a body, you're not a role, you're a soul. Now, what that means is that you're more than your circumstance. You're bigger at your core than anything that you've done, positive or negative, which means that you can change. It means you can grow. It means you can become something more. By the way, that's really the core of what drives us. It doesn't matter how far we go, since we don't come from this plane, since we're not physical, we know we can go more. That is also the reason why when we're up against challenge and we think we're never going to make it, we actually many times find the strength that we never knew possible. And every parent knows what I'm talking about, because the first time you brought your child home from the hospital, unless you had nieces and nephews or whatever it is, you had no idea how to take care of that little baby. None. And at some point in the beginning, you're like, there's no way I'm going to do this. But if you stuck it out with your husband and your wife and said, we're figuring it out, you found a piece of yourself, a patience, an ability to survive without sleep, an ability to discern between types of cries, a love that you didn't have earlier. You see, you had it, but you never had to bring it out. That's the beauty of realizing that you're spiritual, is that what you have inside is so deep. It's just a question of being able to bring it out in life. And so here we are, ready to make change. The next step is setting a goal. Now, this is where a lot of people get tripped up, because they set goals that really don't work. Many times in life, change comes from guilt. You get someplace you really don't want to change, and you just feel guilty, like you have to change, right? You really don't want to stop eating the way you eat, but your wife keeps on nagging you and goes, come on. Or your friend of yours just got diabetes. Or you really don't want to become any more spiritual, but you get to a holiday and everyone else is doing it, and you're like, oh, fine, I feel like I should. You really don't want the goal. Now, the problem is that if you don't want the goal, like we said earlier, you're not going to get the goal. So why do you keep on getting inspired if you don't ultimately want your goal? And the answer is that usually what you want is much greater than the goal that you set. I get this all the time. This is one of the most prevalent questions I get from people, which is, whenever you tell someone to set a goal, if they set a goal too high, aren't they just setting themselves up for failure? How about tell them to set lower goals, and then they'll achieve those goals, and then they'll grow from there? And the answer is, that's not how we work. The way we work is that unless we are inspired by our goals, we're not getting up in the morning. No one's getting up in the morning to run to a gym to lose a pound. Like, really? Nobody that's overweight is saying, well, I hope I can lose 3 pounds and ultimately have my size that's too big on me anyways fit a little bit better. That's never happening. What gets you up in the morning and going to the gym is the thought of looking like that. What gets you going to hold back anything negative is the ability to be in an environment people love you like that. Being a parent like that. That's why when we see people that have achieved success, we get inspired. But when we see people that's a little bit further down our path, it's like, whatever. Most people make the mistake here because they're ready to change and they want to change. But deep down, the goals they set are goals from guilt. They don't really want that goal. When they get inspired, they don't even see that. But they're so scared of failure that they don't set inspiring goals. If you don't set inspiring goals, you're not going to be inspired to make it happen. If you're not getting up early in the morning excited about your life, if you drag yourself out of bed, if you'd rather be unconscious than conscious, if you find yourself wasting hours on end, throwing away weekends through quote-unquote relaxation after you're fully relaxed after the first 5 minutes, if you find yourself escaping your life, the problem is you don't have inspiring goals. Your life isn't inspiring. What's possible isn't inspiring, which is why you're hitting failure after failure, which is why you can't change. Because the way you have it now is better than whatever you're looking for, because the goal isn't that inspiring. The next step is to realize that your goal needs to be great. It needs to be inspiring. It needs to even be a drop unrealistic, which means it's got to be beyond your current reality. You got to dream a little bit. You got to allow yourself to get out there and dream. And somehow, again, we think there's a misconception. We think that we're not being responsible. It's not true. Every great man and woman out there that achieved anything great dreamed. You don't think Steve Jobs dreamed? You don't think George Washington dreamed? You don't think spiritual giants that were able to walk into environments and create spirituality dreamed? You don't think anyone that accomplished dreamed? Are you kidding me? People that do great things, they dream. I'm not saying that they don't act, but they first dream. They can see things that others can't see. There's a great story with Roy Disney that when Disney World was built, Walt Disney had already passed away. And they went over to Roy and they said, it's a shame that Walt's not here to see this. And Roy turned and goes, what? He has seen this a million times. Every great person can see things that currently don't exist. By the way, that's how our mind works. Our mind is created with this amazing ability to visualize that which is not there. And in fact, neurologically, when you close your eyes and visualize something, the same set of neurons go off in your brain as if you're actually experiencing it, which is why many Olympic programs include visualization as a method of training. Because when you can envision something, you know your brain is able to actually make that sum in your mind a reality. That's how it works for us. That's one of the greatest aspects of our mind. We can visualize and make decisions. We know that liver ice cream won't taste good. We don't got to try it out because we can picture it. We can visualize it. If you want to be able to achieve a goal or a dream or a change, don't visualize the next step. I want you to set the goal in the distance. I want you to get to a place where you're inspired. Until you're inspired, don't stop. When you visualize your change, what I want you to see is you in a place, in an environment, in a situation that is inspiring to you, that can get you up in the morning to see that become a reality, that can get you to pass on dessert, or study hard, work hard, bite your tongue, study more, whatever it is. Because until you see it, you're not going to fight for it. And if it's not inspiring, when push comes to shove, your current habits are just going to drag you back down, which is probably why we go round and round in circles, because we're so scared of failure that we stay uninspired. But when you're uninspired, you can't make change. What's stopping us from greatness is this concept called the comfort zone. You know, there's a great concept out there in the world of psychology called flow. And the idea of flow is that what we really want in life is to live a certain way, to be on, to be connected. And the ability to do that is right outside our comfort zone. You go too far, it's not going to work. But when you go outside your comfort zone, what you're seeing and feeling is, man, I'd love to push past that. Why don't we? Because we're scared. And we allow the fear of failure to not even give us the opportunity to dream, to see past the comfort zone, to see what's possible for us, even though it may be hard to get there. But greatness involves the vulnerability. Greatness involves potential failure. And when you sit here listening to me now, ask yourself, would I rather be safe and secure, or would I rather potentially fail and be great? And guess what? Usually, no matter what you say, that inspiration says, it's okay. Risk failure. Be great. You have one life to live. Don't hold back. You'll never know unless you try. And so, as we speak right now, as you want to make that change, whatever that change is, when you set your goal, make sure you set it to a place that's going to inspire you. And you'll know when you're done setting your goal if you're inspired. You'll know when you're done setting the goal of what you want to become, setting the direction of where you want to start going, if what you're left with is inspiration or what you're left with is blah. And on the way, know that you have to go out of your comfort zone to get there. And as soon as you feel the fear of failure creeping up in your mind, don't let it enter. You're not up to action yet. We're still in visualization. Set the goal. Push aside your fear and allow yourself to set a goal that is great. Allow yourself to taste what's possible for you. Allow yourself to be inspired by where you're going. And setting that inspiring goal is actually what's going to get you ready, focused, to go out and achieve it.